Today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Scheduling note, Bezrat Hashem, hope that the daf will be up on Sunday, and for Sunday and Monday of next week, but then we will have to, I'll be traveling back to New York and back to Eretz Yisrael for the end of the next week, so we will probably pick up on Sunday afterwards. We'll have Sunday and Monday, and then we'll pick up on Sunday, which will be the first daf in Maseches Baba Basra. Either way, hopefully we'll have another three blot, Bezrat Hashem, that we'll be able to put up for Baba Metzia. Okay, so today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph. So we are on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We just started the sugyas of the mitzvah of paying one's workers on time and the averus of not paying one's workers on time. The Meiri pointed out in the Mishnah that this starts the next section in our parak. The first part of the parak is all about chakirus and schirus, all the different types of sharecropping. And related to that, we spoke about matzronus, people living on borders. And now the second half of the mission of the parak is about schirus, about paying workers, day workers, night workers. That's what the Mishnah spoke about, and that's what we'll get back to. So we started three to four lines from the bottom. We spoke about there's an Isser Daraisa called Osalin if one does not pay their workers on time, but that Isser only applies on the first morning of delay. But after that, if one does not pay, then there's an Isser Darabanan we saw in the Rambam, a Baal Tishah. The Rambam Menuchas Schirus, Yud Aleph Hey, quotes the Isser of Baal Tishah is based on the Pasuk in Mishlei, which the Gemara quotes on the second to last line, and that is an Isser Darabanan. So says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabanan, second to last line on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Tanur Rabanan. Ha'omer l'chavei wrote, say, scharli poalim, if somebody does not hire workers themselves, but he says to his friend, go please hire me some workers. Give me some workers to work for me. And then the friend does, and the balabayis ends up not paying on time, possibly. Shnehem ein overin, mishum baltalin. Neither the real employer or the shliach, neither of them violate this or baltalin. Why not? This one, the balabayis, is because he didn't actually hire them. Rashi says, "Velo karina sachir gabei." He's not called a worker for him because he didn't do the actual hiring. V'zelafi shein pulaso eslo, and this one because he doesn't work for him. He doesn't literally work for him. He works for the owner. So we'll get back to that, the basic question, in a minute. But first, let's finish. Hey, chidami, what exactly is the case? What did the shliach, in quotes, what did he tell the workers? One second. If he said that I will take care of your wages, so then he should have to pay. If he says, I'll pay for your wages, and if he doesn't pay, so then it should be an Isra Baltalin on him. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, if somebody hires workers to work for himself in his own field, the Hereu Bishal Chaveiro, and instead showed the worker his friend's field, and he worked in his friend's field instead. So Nesan Lo Schar Mishlam, the halacha is that the person who did the hiring has to pay the full price. The Choser Benotami Balabayas, and then he'll go back to his friend, the other landowner, and get back Masha Hahaneu Oso. What pleasure and how much pleasure he gave him. Meaning the person who does the actual hiring and takes care of the salary is the one that is responsible, and then he'll go back to the owner. See here too. If he says scharchem alai, so he should have to pay, and if he has to pay, he should violate the Isser of Baltalin. So the answer is the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, De Omer Lehu Scharchem Abalabayis. The halacha is no. What's the case? The case is where he says the Balabayis will take care of you. So in that case, the agent is not responsible. And it's not violates Baltalin because he doesn't have the responsibility to pay. And the Balabayis does not have to because he did not do the actual hiring. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim. What about the case that is not mentioned in the Gemara? The Gemara mentions, if he says, I'll be responsible, then schar olav. If he says, the Balabayis will be responsible, then the Balabayis should be responsible. What about the case in the halachas in our Mishnah, which we'll talk about, that there is no Isser Baltalin either. What if he didn't say anything? Ma'am lo amar stam. He didn't say anything. He just says, I want to hire workers. So that's the machlokas b'shura. The Nebuka Yosef here says, so then the shliach has to take care of it. If he didn't say anything, I'm hiring so-and-so workers, but if he doesn't say anything, the shliach has to take care of it. And that's what the Beis Yosef is medayik and other Rishonim. Tosfos later on, Kuf Yud Ches, all the way at the end of the Masechta, Tosfos, Kuf Yud Ches, Dibur Maschalasos, Tosfos there seems to say it's Al Bal Habayis. If he doesn't say anything, if it's Stam, then it is Alba Alabais. Okay, that's what the first two lines. Mash Madafka Lasas Bishalo, Aznosel Skar Mishlam of Slamalo, Stam he doesn't. Okay, that's the case that's not in the Gemara. The main question of this Gemara is why doesn't the Balabais violate? But the Balabais violates because Fishlo Sakhar. What do you mean? We have the principle of Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. Shlucho Kamoso means he's my Shliach and he's like me and I'm like him. So why don't we say here that it's as if the Balabais himself hired the workers and therefore he violates the Isser of Baltalan and he's responsible for paying? That is the Kasha of Rishonim and Achronim on this Gemara. What's happening here? So what are the Achronim? So the base Aaron says maybe you could be Medayik that this isn't even a case of regular Shlichus. What does the Gemara say? As the Gemara says, many other places, ha'omer l'shlucho. It doesn't say ha'omer l'shlucho here. What does it say here? Ha'omer l'chavero. So maybe the case is he happened to meet his friend ba'akroy. He met his friend stam on the road and mentioned something to him, but he didn't really focus and set him up as a real shliach. So therefore, he didn't really think he was going to do it, and maybe it lacks the regular elements of regular shlichus. So if you say that approach, then that undermines the whole question. It's not a regular case of shlichus. The question is then, what would be the mechanism how this is working? If it's not a shliach, he's a friend of his, he's just chavero. So what exactly, how would it work if it is set up? But that is one possibility. The Tosfos Rid here says, no, because it's real shlichus, but it's an exception to the rule. Because since the Baal HaBayis does not see the workers themselves, and they don't see him, shemikivan shalo ra'u ha'po'alim es ha'Baal HaBayis atzmo, ki im eshlucho, since the workers did not see the Baal HaBayis himself, they only saw his shliach, hagam shehim somchim al Baal HaBayis sheyishalim lohem, even though you're right, they rely on the Baal HaBayis that he will eventually pay them, since the shliach says, shalachim al Baal HaBayis, but still, because they don't have that personal relationship, einam somchim al zeh sheyifra lohem bizmanam. V'yesh kan me'ein mechila. It's a type of mechila. It's a type of mechila that is taking place here because they didn't see the owner. Maybe they don't have that personal connection to the owner that would make the owner pay for sure on time. The workers assume that he's not going to pay on time and therefore there is implicit mechila. So either it's not a real shliach or it's a real shliach, but there's an implicit mechila. Other Rishonim suggest to work this out in other sugyas, but what about the possibility of is there shlichus l'chova? Is there shlichus l'chova? Almost every case of shlichus we know is where I appoint you a shliach to do something good for me. Or do something good for me. Right? Shechlakar and Pesach, Kiddushin, and buying me something. What about Gerishin? Is that good? Is that, that's also, it's a chov for the Isha. But some of the Rishonim say, maybe there's no shlichus l'mkamosa l'chovaso. So Ian, you have to work that out because we know the shlichus by Me'ila. There's no, that's one of the exceptions of Yesh Shliach V'Aveira. There's Shlichus by other things. How do you define L'Chovaso? That's a question. One final answer I'll mention is the Rishash. The Rishash right here. Let's look at the Rishash. The Rishash says, maybe this Gemara is going like a certain Shita. Says the Rishash, Kashli, Madua lo nomar Shlichus Shalom Kamosa. Why don't you receive regular Shlichus here? Vizevadai ein Svara lomar. You cannot say, look at this suggestion that he rejects, you cannot say, Dim Ya'avar ha-mishalayach, im kein havi kamo shliach lidvar aveira. If the mishalayach eventually does not pay his worker, then it ends up being an aveira that he hired the workers, and therefore, the shlichus shouldn't work there, because the shlichus lidvar aveira. You can't say that, says the Rishash. Why? Because, Dim kein, if you say that, so then you know what that's similar to? B'mekadish isha adei shliach. Let's say a man gets married through a shliach, and then later on he's bezana. V'yachagach bal ima o abita. V'chein kishihi asta shliach l'kaba kiddushah. Or let's say she makes a shliach to get her kiddushin, and then she's bezana. What, you're going to tell me a shliach l'var aveira? No. The marriage is perfect. There's an aveira later on. The aveira later on has nothing to do with the marriage. You're right. If you wouldn't have created, if you wouldn't have done the shlichus, then there wouldn't be a marriage. But still, right? You can't say that is the reason that you can't say that that's the reason that the shlichus shouldn't work. So therefore, says the Rishash, that can't be. Must be el al karcha daslin basar hi shaita. You go after that moment the shlichus to lohaya dayan aveira. Right, just like by the marriage case, it wasn't aveira yet, so do here. When he hired the workers, there was nothing wrong. So there is a good shlichus. So what's the problem? So he doesn't say like the Tosfos Rid that there's an implicit mechila. He doesn't say that it wasn't a real shlichus. What does he say? Maybe it's based on the Maharit. What's the Maharit? The last time we discussed this Maharit was back in Meseches Kiddushin. The Maharit, we know there's a sugya called Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. Mili lo mimsri l'shliach, where it's in Gittin Daf Samach Vav, and we discussed it in Kiddushin in the second parak. That means, usually, according to Rov Rishonim, that if a person makes a shliach, then that shliach cannot make another shliach unless blank. That's the question. What does it mean? Unless there's an object involved. Unless he has full koach, meaning unless he's a shliach legerishin. Unless he has a ring. Whatever the case may be, all the different definitions that we had of midli l'msiri l'shliach. But Rov Rishonim assume, everybody assumes, all Rishonim, basically, and most Achronim, midli l'msiri l'shliach means that shliach A cannot appoint shliach B unless blank, unless he solves the problem of midli. But there is a shita of the Maharit. The Maharit, and this is much discussed by the Achronim, the first piece in, I think it's in the Lech HaTov, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses this Maharit. Maharit says, a person cannot make a shliach to be mocked or something. Because midli l'msiri l'shliach, even a shliach rishon, Reuven cannot appoint Shimon as shliach in order to be mocked or something, because they're not giving him anything. It's just midli, it's just words. And midli l'msiri l'shliach, it's not given over to a shliach. So most Rishonim say it's not given over to a shliach to make another shliach. Maharit says no. Midli l'msiri l'shliach means even shliach A, you cannot appoint a shliach to be mocked or something. So all the Rishonim and all the Achronim argue that, what are you talking about? How would that be? Look at all the Gemaras. All the Gemara seem to hold that it's only Shliach A to Shliach B. And all of a sudden, Maharit says, even Shliach Rishon is a problem. But suggests the Rishash, maybe this Gemara is going like the Maharit. Just like the Maharit says, you can't appoint the Shliach, you can't be mocked or something through a Shliach, maybe you cannot hire workers through a Shliach. Because you're not giving him anything. It's mealy. And therefore, that's why this Gemara is not a regular case of Shlichus. So he suggests, maybe it's going according to the Maharit, Asi Shapir Dehachanami Ein Kan Ki Emili. But he quotes, the Maharit is very problematic. Aval Kfar Machula B'meya Uchlei Harav Marash Landa. There's been 100 questions on him. Ubechiva Shiva Tzion V'ulai. Then he finally says at the end, maybe another possibility, he says, Ein Shlichus Rav Eira is not a good answer. Maybe it's like the Maharit, but the Maharit has many problems with him. And then the Rishash ends off, V'ulai kivan de poel yochel achzer bo. Maybe since the poel could always be chozer bo whenever he wants, lo shayach shlichus bazel kuli alma. To have a kimili dichdi. Maybe this is different because usually when you appoint somebody to do a shlichus for you, so they accept they have to do it. But here by a worker, since workers can retract whatever they want, maybe that undermines the shlichus somewhat. Okay, various answers given to the question of why don't you say that the balabayis is within the world of the Isra of Osalin, isn't it a regular shlichus that he should violate? So we had various answers given to that question. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says on the seventh line, Yehuda bar Maremar amar l'shamei zil agili palim. Yehuda bar Maremar told his servant, go hire me some workers, ve'imaluchu s'charchem abalabayis, and tell the potential workers that I'm going to pay for it. Also, whenever Maimer and Marzutra used to hire workers, they had each other hire for each other. In all these cases, why are all these Amorab doing it? Or maybe not why they're doing it, but what comes out is that they will not be violating Lo Salin. They will violate Lo Salin because they're doing it through a Shliach. The Tav Tosva says, Lo Mishum Shayadaito Litchos. Don't think these Amorab were just trying to figure out a way to get out of the Isser. Right, they weren't trying to be doche and say, I'm gonna pay you late. Ela hayayare shalohiyeh panui litein lahem. They were just worried that at the moment that they were supposed to pay, they would be busy with something. They'd be busy, maybe they'd be learning. V'yafilu mishum baltish shalohaya over, kivin shehu asak b'malach acheres. And even, they wouldn't violate, even baltish, they said they're rabbanon, since they were involved in something else. But, l'chora, they didn't want to anybody to think of anything. They didn't want to get into any issues, even according to other shitas. So they said they just created this situation of doing it through a shliach so that they wouldn't run into any problems if they were busy with something in the future. But lo haya b'daita l'tchosam, they just wanted to be above and beyond what they had to do. Tosus is assuming, which is a discussion in the Rishonim, that if somebody is asuk b'malach acheres, there is no iser. Right, Tosus says even there is no iser of baltisha. And that is a question in the Rishonim here. That is Shitas Tosus. The Achronim though discuss why wasn't Yehuda bar Maremar worried that who are we talking about here? We're not even talking about a shliach here. We're talking about his shamei. His shamei literally means his servant, his butler, the one his shamish. So there are other cases in Shas where a shamis or like a poel is even closer than a shliach. So ask some of the Achronim, why don't you say that this is even better and you would violate the Isra Batalan here? Shemisharis Adif Bistam Shliach. Maybe Misharis, a servant, is better than Stam Shliach that you don't have a relationship to. Yad Polk, Yad Valabais, and therefore it would be even worse here and he would violate Batalan. Right, so that's the, for example, the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim writes in Milchus Shluchin that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ma'akeh through a worker, even though you cannot do it through a Shliach. Because a worker is an extension of you. Right, and that even though a Shliach is not. Right, just like a Poel Goy. Kiyad Poel Kiyad Balabais. That's the famous Machane Ephraim. They can even make a bracha on that. You can make a bracha on a Poel Goy because that's an extension of you. So why don't you say here that it's more, it's, you know, why did he say to his Shammai? You should say it's worse, because his Shammai is like his Poel, it's an extension of him, and we should say that he does violate the Isra Batalin. So maybe you say, maybe the, I saw this in the Halana Sachir. The Halana Sachir suggests maybe the difference is, maybe Yehuda Bar Merimah was a Gadol Hador, and there were many servants of his that he didn't even pay, so he didn't have the relationship of a Sachir, of a Poel. So therefore, maybe that's why it wasn't a regular case. Either way, that's brought up, that a Poel sometimes is stronger, and therefore, if he pays him, and therefore he's not just a Mishliach. We mentioned in the past with Sternbach. Sternbach has a tshuva, where he writes, maybe that's where the minna came from, of giving some money to a Rav for selling one's chametz. Where did the money come from? Okay, everybody wants to give the Rav a Pesach present. Everybody needs money by Pesach time. But says Rav Sternbach, maybe it's based on a halacha, that you're turning, I, the Balabas, I'm turning the rabbi from somebody who is just doing something for me, a shliach, I'm turning him into a poel. And by a poel, there's more of a chazaka of shliach hosa shlichusa. It's not just a stam shliach, it's even stronger, and therefore, that's where the minah came of paying the rough. Okay, Amar Rabba Barafuna. Vaiter in the Gemara. Hani Shukai de Sura. These marketplaces of Sura. Lo avri mishum bal talin. All the people who hire workers in Sura, in the marketplaces, there is no isser of bal talin. Why? Meida yadi, everybody knows. Rashi adds, even if a person has money. Even if he has money to pay the worker on time. Rashi says, afilu isle maos. Gabe lo avar. Why? Meida yadi, back to the Gemara, everybody knows, the workers know, da al yom deshuka smichi, that the employers are relying on getting cash from the day of the market. Even if they have some now, the workers know that they're not expected to get paid anytime, on time, whenever. They're assuming after the market day. Avo mishum batisha vaday over. But batisha, the isid rabbanon, they definitely violate, Rashi adds, from the day of the market. Remember, the first day of the... First day is the Isra Batalin, Boker Rishon. After that, there is no Isra Batalin. So the only possibility after that is Batisha. So there is no Batalin here because everybody knows. The people in the Shuk know that there's implicit Mechila, basically. They don't pay on time. But they will violate Batisha from the Yom of the Shukah. So you look at Rashi's Lashon. Even if they have money, they don't violate. Because this was basically the terms, the understanding of the terms of their agreement. And therefore, there is no Isra. The language of the Meiri is... Even I'll read you on that Rashi. Read you on that Rashi, the Marshal. The Marshal says on that Rashi, Teda, prove to you. Rashi says, even if the guy has money, of course it has to be even if the guy has money. So the guy doesn't have money, you never violate. The Teda says the Chacham Shlomo in the back. Diba Einlem Mos Ba'en, Belav Hachi Einem Over Him. Kidil Kamon, as we'll see later on. But a person doesn't have money, what's he supposed to do? He's an Ones. So it can't be that he violates even if he doesn't have money. So you have to say the chiddush of this gemara is even if he does have money, that's the chiddush of Rashi. The Meiri's lashon here is a little more explicit than Rashi. Basically, Rashi says it's also a daita tahafi, but the Meiri's lashon is ki'ilu hisna. It's as if he was masne. We find it. Vahariyu kain misha hisna al kach avilu tvo v'yeshlo eina over shaldas kain niskar. Even if he made a tnai, he does not violate. So the Achronim say maybe this is the basis for the Sefer Chasidim. Even if he made a tnai, where's the Sefer Chasidim? It's quoted in the Shach. In the Shach, Simin Shid Lametes Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch quotes our Gemara and our Mishnah. Ain Balabais over Mishnah Baltalin LMK Tavo Hasachir. That's the next Mishnah. You only violate unless there was a Tfia. Lo Tavo Al Shetava and Allah. Mostly. If he was not toveh him, or he's toveh him, and he didn't have any money to give him, or he gave it to a shulchani, which we'll get to that later. So on that, Shulchan Aruch says the Shach, Lashon Sefer Chasidim, Tav Tav Reish Ayin Alf.
Im taskir sofer liftov lo. Says the Sefer Chasidim, if you hire a sofer to write you a Torah, tisna imo shalotia bebal talin pu'ula sachir. Make a t'nai with the sofer that you don't violate the Israel bal talin. Shema kishe yitva lo yila chalitin lo. Maybe you won't have enough to give him at the time. V'yachal pisha tase t'nai imo. And even though you did make this t'nai that you're not going to violate, titin lo kishe yitva im tuchad. Pay him on time. Just make the t'nai just in case you cannot pay him on time. This is the question that's going through our minds. Why isn't this a case of Masna Mashkas Batorah? Right, we know you're not allowed to make a t'nai. Guess what it says in the Torah? Right, the Gemara Ksubis. Right, you're not make a t'nai. Amanas, we'll get married. I don't have obligations of Sheikh Susfa own on you. Right, so you can't make such a t'nai. Masna Mashkas Batorah. Shari Amru Chachamim, that's not a problem here. Why? Shari Amru Chachamim, Ada Masna in Poel Achilo Lechem Tsaru Mayim Lachat. We know that a person can make a t'nai, we had earlier in the Masechta, to feed his worker less than the normal amount. Even though he has to make a shlomo, we had at the beginning of the Hasochers, right? Still, he can make a t'nai earlier, and you can have an agreement. It says chayvas midas. So here too, says the Sefer Chasidim, he can make whatever t'nai he wants. Where does he get that from? He can make any t'nai he wants, and is there a source in the Gemara that this is not Masna Mashkas Batorah? So the Achronim suggests maybe it's this Gemara right here. Shukai Desura. The Shukai Desura, they have a implicit t'nai with each other. They know that the person never pays on time, and therefore they don't expect to get the money that day. So maybe this is a source for that Sefer Chasidim quoted in the Shach in Simin Shin Lamed Tes. Okay, let's go Mara. Two dots. Continue. Sachir shows go v'kalalayim. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said yesterday that a schir yom collects all night, a schir laila collects all day, right? And a schir shaos that we explained already. But a schir shaos, a schir for hours, collects night and day. So back to the Gemara. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav schir shows the yom go v'kalalayim. Somebody is hired for a couple hours during the day, could collect, and his rights of collection are the rest of the day. Let's say he's hired from 9 to 12 during the day. So from 12 until Shkia, so that's when the Baal Bais has to pay him within that time. If he doesn't, he violates Lo Talin. Schir shows, Delilah, go back to Delilah. And if you hire for a couple of hours at night, so then you have the rest of the night after the job is over to pay him. That's Rav Shita. You always have that period which you are in, which you are hired for. Ushmuel Amar, Schir shows the Yom Govakalayom. Fine, if you're hired during the day, you have the whole day. But the Schir shows the Laila, Govakalayla, Vikalayom. Shmuel Schirish, if you're hired for the night, so then you collect that night and the following day, because remember, halachically, it's all the same day. Rashi says, "Kidka amrit ve'ein laila aholich achar yom." Avaskir shows the laila go v'kala laila v'kala yom shehayom holich achar laila. Right? We know vayer v'yivoker. The night comes before the day. Hol v'skiruso b'leil yom zeh v'lo dami l'skir yom de esmol shina go v'ela kala laila. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. If somebody's hired, it's better to be hired for the night because then you'll be able to pay. The employer will be able to pay both by night and by day. He'll have more time to pay. Tanan, 1 minute, says the Mishnah. Schir shows, our Mishnah said, Schir shows go v'kalalayla v'kalayom tiv to the Rav. Our Mishnah said, you have a Schir shows, he collects both. So according to Shmuel, you know how that works. Who's collecting both? That's a Schir Laila could collect during both times. But according to Rav, there's nobody who collects both times. Who is our Mishnah like according to Rav? Amalecha Rav. So Rav would answer, Litzdadniktani. Really, it's talking, this one line is talking about two different cases. Put a break in between. Schir shows diyom govakalayom. Schir shows delayla govakalalayla. So just put a break in between the Mishnah, two different cases. Tanan, what about the next line? Haya schir Shabbos. Schir chodesh should be hired for a week, a month. Schir shana for a year. Schir shavua for a shvita cycle. Yotzi bayom govakalayom. Yotzi balayla govakalalayla vakalayom. What the Mishnah say? If it finishes during the day, then he collects the whole day. If it finishes during the night, he collects night and day. So again, it's another problem with Rav. If it ends during the night, you should only be able to collect during the night. So Amalecha Rav Tanoihi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. I'm Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. I am forced to say it's a Machlokas Tanoim, and I hold like one of the opinions. The Gemara could have said, Rav Tana Upalik, that Rav argues, but would rather have a mafurish earlier Tana that Rav could hold like. The Tanya at the Brisa says, Skir shows the Yom, Gova Kalayom, Skir shows the Laila, Gova Kalalaila, Div Rebbe Yehuda, that is Shitas Rav, goes like Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Skir shows the Yom, Gova Kalayom, Skir shows the Laila, Gova Kalalaila, Vikal Hayom. So that first part of the Brisa is the Machlokas Tanam. Who do we paskin like? What do you think? It's one of the usual rules. Right, so the Rambam and the Rush, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, right, Shin Lamed has Dalet, and that's Simon passing like Rav. Passing like Rav. Why? Halacha Karav Visurei. The Rambam does that. The Rush says the opposite. The Rambam says, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, that you go by Halacha Karav Visurei. But if you look in the Rush here, the Rush says, one second, let me find the Rush. The Rush says here that the Rush does say the Rush says like the Rambam halacha krav bisurei, and therefore we go like Rav the Yireh. Okay, I'm not gonna look for it now. The Yireh the halacha krav bisurei, and there the Rambam and the Rush according to the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rav. But if you look in other Rishonim, the Smag and the Yireim both passing like Shmuel. Why? Because halacha kishmuel bedini. The halacha like Shmuel and Dini Mamanis, and paying workers is a Dini Mamanis case. Fascinating machlokas. How do you define the Isra Batalin? Not paying workers on time. Is that more in the world of Yaradeya, of Isra Veheter? Is that more in the world of Dini Mamanis? So it's in Choshen Mishpat. So you would say that it's Dini Mamanis, but it's also smacks of Isurim. And therefore, maybe it's not pure. It's a hybrid case of Dini Mamanis and Isurim, and it impacts who we passing like. Some Rishonim say it's Isurim, and therefore we passing like Rav. Some Rishonim say it's like Dini Mamanis, and therefore we passing like Shmuel. Interesting machlokas. Continuing the Brisa though, Mikan Amru, Hakala Kala Kovesh, Skar Sakir, over Behe Shemus, Halalu Vaaseh. Anybody who does not pay their worker on time gets 5 Averis and violates 1 Aseh. Which Averis? Mishum Baltasha Kusreacha. We're going to put all the psukim in the Torah that talk all about delaying one's workers. Right, we said there's psukim in Vayikra, psukim in Dvarim, there's day workers, night workers. We put them all together. We read the Rambam yesterday of the Schir Yom and the Schir Laila is all one Avera, but even though the psukim are in two different places, it's all one Avera. Lo Sase Reish Lamed Ches. Right, that's what Rav Rishonim hold. So where are the psukim? Mishum Baltasha Kusreacha, Umishum Baltigzol. Bal Tigzol written near there. Umishum bal Tashok Sachir Ani. Umishum bal Talin, not delaying. Umishum biyomot detain Scharo, paying him on time. Umishum velo Savo Alav Hashemesh, right, not letting the sun come on him by a Schir Yom, not letting the sun set without paying him. So you see all 5. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Hani Diki Bimama Leka Belelia. Diki Belelia Leka Bimama. How could you say all 5 apply in all the cases? Some of them are only by day workers, some of them are only by night workers. So how do you say they all apply? A person violates 5 Averis. So Amar of Chizda, you're right. Shame Schirus Ba'alma. It doesn't mean that you violate all 5 in any specific case, but it means in general. These are the 5 Averos that comes to Schirus in the cases where Schirus comes up. Period. Ezel, Oshek, Ezel, Gezel. Very important question. What's Oshek and what's Gezel? Oshek Pashtus is not paying one's workers. Oshek Skar Sakhir. What is Oshek and what's Gezel? The Pnei Yeshua right away limits the question. He says, what's the Gemara talking about? We know what Gezel is. We know what Oshek is. Oshek's not paying your workers. A Gezel is when you do a Maisek Zela. We had Defying Tess and Baba Kama. We had at the end of Perak Meruba. We have a Yigzel Zachanis Miana Mitzri. You grab something away from the other person. What kind of question is this? What's Gezel? It's Pikadon. So Nire Borer, says the Pnei Yeshua. It's clear. Zia Oshek va'agezel de la'el koi. This is going on what we just said 2 lines ago. When we said if you violate Skar Sakhir, you violate Baal Tasha, Baal Oshek, and Lo Sigzol, de Ka'amar, Kalakobi Skar Sakhir over Baal Tasha, Baal Tigzol, v'yal zemedayik Shapir, says the Gemara. The Lo Sigzol, which is in the context of Kobi Skar Sakhir, that's what it's referring to. Ma bein oshek legezel, the ksivi b'sachir. The gezel is written by sachir. What is its connection to oshek? Mashenkin shar gezel, the ayiba kuli talmuda, but gezel in general, which the Shas talks about, shapir ayiba gezel mamish, shoms of Israel. That's talking about a case where somebody overpowers their friend. Period. You don't need a gemara to answer what's the difference between gezel and oshek. Of course, we know the difference. Right? So that is the... what the Gemara is talking about, right? See, Rashi here, Rashi is gezel. Mashmash anso biyado miyado mamish. Tfei mi oshek. Real gezel is much different than oshek, the Pnei Yeshua is reading, as he quotes the psukim that talks about the literal gezel. That is the Pnei Yeshua's ha'ara, that this question is a much more limited question than what appears. But the pashtus is, my oshek, what's oshek and what's gezel? And if you look back, we've had similar questions we had on the first daf in the fifth parak. Back in Ezo Neshach, on the Samach Aleph, the Gemara there asks, Lama li dekasav rachmana lav beribis, lav begezel, lav beona. What do you need three yisurim for? Of ribis, gezel, and ona. They're all the same. They're all taking people's money. We spoke about there, how connected is ribis and ona to gezel. What are they different? Are they parallel? And then the Gemara at the end, at Lamaisa, said that you don't need a separate Aveira by Gazel, because you can learn it out from Ona and Ribis. So what's it there for? Kobi Shkar Sachir. But again, but that's linking Gazel to Kobi Shkar Sachir. The Pnei Yeshua is saying it's a certain type of Gazel. But Pashtus, you might not say that. Also, an interesting Ha'ara is, I think we mentioned this back in Bava Kamma, the Gemara never says what's the difference between Geneva and Oshek. It's only Gezel. Why is that? So there are many, many rayas. We're not going to mention them all now. Many rayas to Reb Chaim's Yesod that there's a major fundamental difference between Geneva and Gezela. Geneva and Gezela. Geneva is more focused on the Maisa Geneva. The act that Geneva took place, the terrible, pernicious action, that is Geneva. Gezela is more focused on the Hefsid Mammon. It's not focused so much on the Maisa, but on the Hefsid Mammon, on the lost cause. And that's why it fits in beautifully that Oshek is more connected to Gezela. Why? Because there is no Maisa. There is no Maisa. There is no Maisa. So then, of course, is going to be more connected to Gezela, which is all about Hefsid Mammon. Where do you see this? So, first and foremost, we said in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Reish Mem Dalet and Reish Mem He, the Isra of Lo Signov and Lo Sigzo. What does the Rambam pick to put in Sefer HaMitzvos? Usually in Sefer HaMitzvos, you have one or two halachos mentioned, but many halachos not mentioned. And what he mentions is probably something, some part of the mitzvah or the aveira that captures the essence of that aveira. So what does he pick for Geneva and Gzela? So he picks not all the halachos, not every halach in the book, but what does he say? Mitzvah Reish Mem Dalet, Shehisi Ronesh Lo Ligro Mamon. He warns us not to steal money. Varma Yisala Losik Novu, Mechel de Losik Novu, etc., etc. And then he quotes Dalet Vehei, which only applies to Geneva, not to Gzela. And then he quotes Ubisifra, Lafishan Emra Bigneva Shnaim Yishalayim Lamanu Onesh, Asar Mi Nayin Tamalomar Losik Novu. Losik Novu Amanas Lamekat. You can't steal Bigdu Geneva on condition to Lamekat, just to tease the other person. We had this also back at the beginning of Ezo Neshach. Klomar, litzaer habailim, to pain the owner. Ulahatrijo vachak tishveyolo. I'm going to give it back to him. I'm stealing his pencil. I'm just taking it away. I'll give it back to him in 10 minutes. I just want to annoy him. No, you're not allowed to do that. Now, look, tikrav amas lamekat. The Rambam does not quote a parallel halacha by Gezela. So number one, it might not even be true by Gezela, but number two, even if it is true by Gezela, why does he quote it by Geneva? That somehow captures the essence, and the answer is yes. Because there is, maybe that's a case which isolates Maisa from Hefsid Mammon. There is no Hefsid Mammon there. Person's giving, what, you're going to say it's Hefsid Mammon for 10 minutes? No, he's going to give it back to him in 10 minutes, and yet we say that it is Aser de Oraisa Mishim Geneva, because Geneva is a bite about the Maisa, Maisa Geneva. That is all the Rambam says in Reish Mem Dal. Reish Mem Hei, the Rambam speaks about Gezela. His Yironesh Lo Ligzo, right? Vahu Lito Masha'ein Bo Lanu Zchus Ba'ones Vehechrech. That is taking what's ours, Ba'ones. We're going to force it, quotes the Psukim, Vehigzel Zachanath Miyad HaMitzri. And he feels the need to mention in these Sefer HaMitzvahs that it is a Lavanita Glase. So Lavanita Glase, and Veheshev, as it says, Veheshev is Zagzela. Geneva is also Lavanita Glase. But he doesn't mention that in Geneva. He doesn't mention that in Reish Mem Dalet. Right, so why did it not? So again, maybe the point is because he is de-emphasizing the Maisa here. You're not going to get Malkus for it. Don't worry, it's a Lavanita Glase. He doesn't mention that in Reish Mem Dalet. So again, these are just Ha'aris. You can't build a whole shir on this, but it's definitely interesting that there's differences between Geneva and Gezela. Otherwise, there are many other rishis. The Rambam says in Hilchas Geneva, the issur is Geneva and Gezela, we'll talk about this later, of stealing from a guy. So in Hilchas Geneva, the Rambam puts that into Halacha Aleph. Possibly why, Reb Chaim explains, because by Geneva, the recipient doesn't matter. It's all about the Maisa. It's about the Maisa, it doesn't matter who the victim is. Guy, Jew, doesn't matter. It's all in Halacha Aleph. right? It's in Hilchas Gezeila also, on Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Maybe, again, a little bit to hint to us that maybe there's a difference between Maisa Geneva versus Hefsa Mamun of Gzela. All the quasi Gazlanim, Shol Shalomidas, Shalech Yad Bepikadon, all of those are in Hilchas Gezeila, because all of those don't really have a Maisa, and therefore they are more Gzela like than they are Geneva like. The Rambam also says in Aleph, I think it's in Aleph Yud. Aleph Yud? Yes, says the Rambam, Menuchas Geneva. Roy le Bezdin lahakos es haktanim ala Geneva. Bezdin should hit the ktanim for Geneva, kfi koach hakatan, based on what the katan is doing, kedei shelo yei regilin ba. We don't want the katan to get into, be misragel, to do these different types of averus. So therefore, says the Rambam, it's roy for Bezdin to hit the katan, so he doesn't do it. There is no parallel to Gezela in this case. It's just Geneva. So again, why? Because the mice of Geneva is what's terrible. By the Hefsin Mammon of a Katan, maybe there is no Hefsin Mammon caused by a Katan. Now, we also discussed in Baba Kama, does a Katan have to pay for his damages? But for Geneva, that is something that is important. That's Roy Lebez and Lahakos. That's in Halacha Yud. Might also, again, connect to the Lus de Mizuyin discussion, which we discussed in the past, different Gersos in the Rambam and Aleph Gimel. But for our purposes here, the importance is the connection to Oshek. Put into Oshek, that Oshek is like, the Gemara says, what's the difference between Oshek and Gezel? Again, Oshek might, it also de-emphasizes the Maisa. So what's the difference? So we have four possibilities. So Amar of Chizda, number one, Lech Vashov, Lech Vashov, if somebody tells their friend, you know, leave, I'll pay you back later. Go and come back, go and come back. Keep pushing him off. Zeo Oshek, that's Oshek. Yesh Lecha Biyadi Ve'eni Nosin Lecha, I have, but I'm just not paying you. You just deny that you're going to pay him. That's Gezel, Zeo Gezel. Moskav Lor Rav Sheshe is 1 minute. Rav Sheshe says, Ezo Oshek Shkiva Lov Torah Karban. Rav Sheshe says, no, what is the Oshek that the Torah says that if you deny with a Shvua, you have to take an Asham Gezelos? What's the case there? Dumi to Pikadon. That's similar to a case of Pikadon, to Kafar Lebamona, where you totally deny it. Oshek is a case where you totally deny it. So this case of Oshek, you're just pushing him off, come back later, that's not a regular case of Oshek. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshe says, a second possibility. Nesativ Lachazel Oshek. If he says, I paid you already, so they basically are denying that he's going to pay him. I paid you already, that's Oshek. Yesh lecha biyadi ve'inosin lecha, I have it, I'm not going to pay you. Zeo gez, that's gezel. So Maskev l'abaya, similar question, Abaya says, 1 minute. Ezeo gez l'shechiva lef Torah karban dumi di bikadon. Bein into kalafa l'mamona, 1 minute. Abaya says, gezel, what gezel you chayev a shvua for, and a karban for? That's similar to bikadon, we totally deny it. So why didn't Rav Sheshes ask that question? Right on Rav Chizda. Gemara will ask that. But the same question that Rav Sheshes asked on Rav Chizda, now Abaye asked on Rav Sheshes. El Amar Abaye, third possibility. We need a denial by both of them. So Lo Sachartich Me Olam Zeo Oshek. I never hired you in the first place. That's Oshek. Nisatev Lachai already gave you Zeo Gezel. Right, so they're both denying. So back to approach two, Rav Sheshes' approach. Oh, Rav Sheshes, Maishna Oshek the Kashale, Maishna Gezel the Lo Kashale. If you both need a denial, why was he only bothered by the Oshek and not by the Gezel? So Amalacha, Gezel, by Gezel, he could have worked out in Nukimta where there is a denial. The Gazlev Hadar Kafri, maybe he stole it and then he denied it. He stole it and then he admitted that he had it and then he denied it. So Yahakev Oshek Namid Hadar Kafri, when he Oshek, he also could have had such a Nukimta, two stages. So where's it no? Hachi Asha, wait a minute. Vish Lama Hasam, Ksiv Oba Gezel, Mechal Odele Meikar. If you look at the words in the Psukim, Oba Gezel, it could have been that he first admitted and then denied it. Rashi says, the sixth to last line in Rashi. V'kichish Bamiso Oba Gezel, B'mashal Haya Gozload Ata, B'torez Gezel, what he had had and stole up until now, Kichish Achshav, now he totally denied. But so Rashi works out. They could have worked in the psukim to mean there was an admittance and then a denial. Aval gabi oshek miksiv oba oshek o ashaksiv shaashko kfar. It only sounds like there's only one stage, nothing changing in the oshek case. Shaashko kfar. At the moment that you started to be toveya, you were oshekim, and therefore Rav Sheshes did not think that there could be two stages in this gemar. Okay, those are the three answers. Fourth and final answer, Rava Amar, maybe the most fascinating. Based on what we just said about the Gezel and the Oshek. Zeo Oshek, Zeo Gezel. They're the same thing. So according to the Bnei Yeshua, this is the Gezel of Oshek. But if you just take a sip, Pashtus, Oshek and Gezel are very similar. What's the difference? Just to violate two lavim when you violate. Good. There's an interesting machlokas Rishonim. Is there Malkus on Oshek? not paying a worker is their malchus. So you look back, and again, the Tosas that we just referred to, the Gemara we just referred to at the beginning of Ezeo Nashach, on Daf Samach Aleph, so Tosas on the bottom of Amon Aleph there quotes, you do get malchus. V'yishlomar, delo laki alav de gezel mishib de nita glasei, avol ki mukmina bakovish schar sachir, bemeno inyin laki shapir. Bakovish schar sachir gets malchus. Kovish schar sachir gets malchus. Shitas of Tosas. Look at the Rambam, you look in the Chinuch, the answer is no, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus, says the Rambam in the Chinuch. Why not? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah reish lamid. V'nohakas b'chol makom v'chol zman, the Isra applies always, v'over alei, v'ikip schar sachar at achar zman amugbal, if you don't pay on time, bitel asei v'over alav, v'ein lokin alav zeh, lefi shenitan lehi shavon. You don't get malchus because you can give it back. It's nitan lehi shavon. Shechay l'shayim l'shchay b'chol eis. You always have to constantly, whenever you get around to paying him, you have to pay him. So it is nitan lehishavon. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Minchas Chinuch says, 1 minute, it's nitan lehishavon. 1 minute, what did we just say? Iser baltalin is violated the first morning. And after that, you never violate baltalin anymore. You only violate Iser derabanan of baltisha. So that's Minchas Chinuch. Without really answering it, he says, I don't understand. What's the case of you could pay it? And is it nitan lehishavon? No, you can't. It's me'uvas l'yuchaliskon, as we would say. It's crooked and you can't fix it. You can't fix it. You already violated. Even if you pay today, you still violated. So I don't understand, says the Minchas Chinuch. Why should this be? V'davar zeh lo nitan lishavon. You can't return it. Kashi does not answer it. And this is the age otam. There's a different reason that maybe you don't get malchus. Different reason. Shafi, davi she. Why? What do you think? Correct. La she'en bo maisa. You didn't do a maisa here. That's why there's no malchus. No malchus. But of course, the first answer for reason he doesn't like. That's like the answer of lav nitan lishavon, because this is not nitan lishavon. But maybe because it's a lav, she'en bo maisa. He says, v'efshar, maybe it's a case where there is a maisa. Dim yichi lo kli, yuvanatam enu a kli. Let's say you're miyachid a kli to pay him with, and you took it and you hit it. Maybe that's a maisa. That's a maisa. Or he doesn't mention it, but maybe it could connect to the machlokas we mentioned a couple of days ago, I think about two weeks ago or so, the machlokas, but how did the final lav, she'en bo maisa? What if sometimes a maisa can be done? Do you say, if a maisa can be done, then it is always a lav she'en bo maisa? Or do you say, if it's possible for a maisa not to be done, then it's always a lav she'en bo maisa? Or do you say the sheet of the rive in the middle case, in schirus, and that is, you go by what happened. If there's a maisa, if there was a maisa, then you do get malchus. If there was no maisa, then you don't get malchus. But that maybe it relates to that issue. But again, those are two possibilities. Machlokas be shown whether you get malchus here, maybe because of nitan li shavon, or you have to give an answer to that chinuch. I know it's still nitan li shavon after this man that you violated. Or the other answer, whether it has a maisa or not. Okay, weiter says the Mishnah. Continuing, says the Mishnah: Echad zachar adam, echad zachar behemah, v'echad zachar kelim. Doesn't matter if you hire a worker or you hire an animal from someone, or even you rent out kelim. Yesh bo biyamot titein schabro. If you say you're going to give back the kelim or the animal, you still violate the iser of biyamot titein schabro. Rabbi yamot titein schabro, by the way, that is a mitzvah asay. The Rambam quotes this in mitzvah asay reish. Mitzvah asay reish is the mitzvah d'oraisa of returning items on time. Shetzivanu lo asay schar hasachir biyomo v'lo ya'achreil liyom acher. Right, it's mitzvah say de'o raisa. If you look in the Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim has a whole section on paying workers on time. Says the Avos Chesed, yesh harbe anash in the psicha, yesh harbe anashim shem is zalzalim b'mitzvah say zu. There are many people who don't take this seriously, where they have a worker, they have a babysitter, they have somebody, they don't pay them on time, and they just are mezalzal. Why? Because they just don't know. Mishem chesron yedia sheilu yadu sheyesh kan mitzvah say. If they knew this was a mitzvah say, hayu mizdarizin l'kaimo kamo shahayu lai mitzvah lulav shofar sukkah. Everybody runs to do a mitzvah say. So here too, they would run to do a mitzvah say if they only realized that's what it was. So therefore, we just have to realize the importance of this mitzvah. So again, it applies to people or animals or kelim. So kelim and animals, they have the asay and they have the los asay. Emasay, when does all this apply? Bisman shetva'o. This applies only when there was a tviya. There is no isur daraisa batalin if the worker did not come asking for his money. Right, Emasab is only if it was Toveas. Therefore, the Muki Yosef says, if he does not come on day one, so then you never violate Lo Talon, Pashtus. Lo Tavo, if he didn't come, in Overlov, you don't violate. Let's say the employer says, I'm not going to pay, but you know what? I arranged with the storekeeper to go buy your groceries there. Go buy your groceries there, and that'll be in lieu of payment. I'll pay him. Or go to the money changer. In Overlov. Also, if you made arrangements, even if it doesn't actually pay, if you made arrangements for you to get the something today for it, then there's no violation. Sachir bismano nishba venotel. Right, we had this last week of Sachir bismano, on the time when he's supposed to be, on the day that he's supposed to be getting paid. Then we assume that the balabayas might be a little tired, and therefore nishba venotel, he could swear and take his money. Avrizbada, but if it's after the time, then he does not swear and take, because then we assume, why didn't he get it already? Why didn't he come on time? But if there are edim that he was tovei on time, then how is nishba v'notel? Then the next day, he could swear about it and be notel. Good. Ger toshav. What about a ger toshav? So we'll get to what the source for this is, but a ger toshav has a split. He has the he has the essay, but does not have the los essay. What exactly is a ger toshav? We've spoken about this in the past, but not that we ever saw it inside. There's a machlokas tanav about this. Three shitas. Avodah zara daf samach dalad. Machlokas rishonim, but avodah zara daf samach dalad on a base has the three shitas of who is a ger toshav. Number one is el ger toshav. Kol shekiba lo b'fnei gimel chaveirim shalav avodah kochavim. The Rimeir says, no avodah zara. No avodah zara. The chachavim say, shevet mitzvot bnei noach. That's the Chachamim. And that's what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote. What is the Shulchan Aruch quote? Ger Toshav Alachas? Hilchos Yayin Nesach. Hilchos Yayin Nesach. He quotes, what is a Ger Toshav? Right? Maga'an Asur B'Shtiyah. A Ger Toshav Asur B'Shtiyah. He quotes, Kabel Zayin Misav Bnei Noach. That is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Kaf Dalet. So, number one, not to be over to Avodah Zarah, or Kibo Lov Shev Misav Bnei Noach, Achirim Omim, third Shita, Eilo Balachal Ger Toshav, Eilo Ger Toshav, Zeger Ochel Nevelos, Shekibel Alav L'kayim Kol Mitzvos Amuris B'Torah. A ger who eats nevelos, he accepts to do all the Torah, except for Isser Nevelos. Except for Isser Nevelos. Except for Treif, eating Treifus. So that is the third Shita. So again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam quote the middle Shita. Rashi Shita is difficult, because Rashi in many, many places does not always have the exact same formulation. For example, here, what does Rashi here say? Last line of Rashi, Shekibel Alav Shlo Alav Avodah Zarah. That sounds like opinion number one. That's Avodah Zarah. V'yochan Nevelos V'Treifus. That sounds like opinion number three. It doesn't sound like Shevet Mitzvah Noach, for sure. But what about the other Shita? The first Shita says only no Avodah Zarah, and the third Shita is everything except Nevelos and Treifus. So what does Rashi here mean? But Rashi, many places, says both of these items. You've got to work out. The Achronim try to figure out, is there a consistent Shitas Rashi? Good. Says the Gemara. Mani Mastisim Lo Tanakama Demi Achecha V'lo Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the Mishnah like? It's not the Tanakama who darshens Achecha, which we'll see in the Brisa, and it's not Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda either. Mahi, who are these two Shitas? The following. Because remember, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that when it comes to Adam, Behema, and Kalim, then everything applies. When it comes to Ger Toshav, only the essay applies. That's the important part of the Mishnah that we have to remember. Right? Behema, Adam, Behema, and Kalim have everything that apply, and Ger Toshav, only the essay. So, who is that like? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Me'achecha, Prat Lacherim, Me'achecha, it says, Rashi quotes the pasuk, Lo Sashok, Sahir, Anivi, Avia, Me'achecha. Don't be Oshek, don't not pay your poor workers from your brothers. So, Me'achecha, Prat Lacherim, Me'achecha excludes non-Jews. The Isser of Lo Sashok does not apply to non-Jews. Gercha is a Ger Tzedek. Gercha includes a Ger Tzedek, a total Ger. Tosas on top asks, once you have a pasuk to include Ger Tzedek, what do you need in a pasuk to exclude non-Jews? Question. Tosas tries to answer it. Tosas Rashi says, maybe it's an Asmachta. Okay, but either way, Gerecha Zer Ger Tzedek. Bisharecha Zer Ochan Avelos. Bisharecha, when it says Bisharecha in your gates, that includes a Ger Toshav. Ochan Avelos. Maybe this is where Rashi gets it from. Ochan Avelos, right, that includes a Ger Toshav. Ainli Ela Schachar Adam. I only know if you hire out a person. Minal Rabbos Behem of Akalim. How do I know? Even if you hire out Behem of Akalim, you violate Tamalomar Ba'artzacha Kosha Ba'artzacha. In your land. Anything in your land, even Behem of Akalim. Tosas discusses, Kol Shabar, it's called little Tosas, don't say, Artzacha excludes Chutz La'aretz. This is a Chovas Aguf. There's no difference of Baltalin in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's a Chovas Aguf, and it's not Tali Ba'aretz, right? Ayin, the Ramban, in Parashas Achremos, whether there's a difference even for Dvarim that are not connected to the Aretz, is there any Hashgafic difference there, right? Tefillin and Mezuzah, that's the famous Ramban. Viter, the Kulan over in Bakala Shemus, all of these items and all these people, Adam, Behema, Caleb, Ger Toshav, they all violate everything. Bakala Shemus Halalu. Mikanamru, Echazachar Adam, Echazachar Behema, Echazachar Caleb, Yishbo Mishum, Biomot Din Scharo, Yishbo Mishum, Baltalin, Pu'ulas Sahir. Everything applies to everything. There's a discussion in the Achronim about Karka. Machlokas Rishonim here, Tosas Arash and the Meiri, whether there's an Isser of Baltalin by Karka, because that's not mentioned here. The Tosas Arash here says there is no Isser of Baltalin. Why? Because it says, Kol She Bi'artzacha, and not Artzacha itself. Only something in your land, not the land itself. The Meiri says there is an Isser of Baltalin, and the Ksos, beginning of Simon Shin Lamed Shin Mem. No, Shin Lamed Tes, I'm sorry. Shin Lamed Tes, like so says, even if it does not apply to karka, it does apply to houses. Because that's Tala Shul Basof Chibro, and it would apply to houses. It's a little short, so it's the beginning of Simon Shin Lamed Tes. Back to the Gemara, this whole Amud is all psukim. Says the Gemara, so the Tanakama holds that all the Isurim and Ases and Los Ases apply to at Kalim and Behemoth and Gertosha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Gertosha, Vishbam, Shum, Biyom, Mil, Titan, Scharo, Behemoth, Shum, Baltalin. Gertosha only has the Ase, not the Los Ase. Behemoth, Kalim, Behemoth, Shum, Ela, Bishum, Baltachik, Bofan. Behemoth, Kalim only have the Los Ase. Says the Gemara, Mani, who is our Mishnah like? E Tanakama, Demi Achecha, if it's the Tanakama, who Dachshiz Achecha, Kasha, Gertosha, Gertosha is a problem. Our Mishnah says he's only in the Ase, and the Brisa says he's in everything. E Rabbi Yosef, Kasha, Behemoth, Kalim. If it's Rabbi Yosef, then it's the other part is a problem. Because our Mishnah says Behemoth and Kalim are included in everything, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda says only Asay. Amarava, Haitana Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. He is a third opinion. Our mission is like Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, Echazakar Adam, Echazakar Behema, Echazakar Kelim, Yishbom, Mishum, Yomotin, Scharo, Mishum, Baltal. Gertoshav, Yishbom, Mishum, Yomotin, Scharo, Behema, Mishum, Baltal. Beferish, like our Mishnah, period. So now we darshan, what are the reasons? My time at the Tanakama, the Me'achacha, what's the reason for the Tanakama? Gomer Sachir, Schir Sachir, you darshan Sachir Sachir, Gzeir Shava, to include even a Gertoshav in full. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, Lo Gomer Sachir Sachir. And he does not darshan Gzeir Shava. Sounds like a Marni, he did Lo Gomer Sachir Sachir, Behemoth Akalim, Shem Biyomotin, Scharo, Naam, Inachayev. Fine, doesn't darshan Sachir Sachir, what about Behemoth Akalim? He should be Machayev them. So Tani, Rabbi Chanina, no. Amar Krov Lo Sabo Olav Hashemesh Ki Ani Hu. The is only applies for the because he's poor. Mi Shehein Ba In Lidei Aniyus Vashiris. Only it applies to something like people that could get rich and poor. Yatzu Behemoth Akalim Shein Ba In Lidei Aniyus Vashiris. Excluding Behemoth Akalim who it does not apply because they cannot get rich or poor. But Tanakama Hai Ki Ani Hu My Avilei. What is the Tanakama use that pasuk for? Homi Ba La Hakdim Ani La Ashir. He uses it to say that you have to pay, if you have two workers to pay on the same day, then you have to pay the ani before the usher. Say the achronim, this is unique in Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis, generally, you have nothing. You have no difference between an ani and an usher. You have to pay two people back, you have this, you have that. No difference. This is the only din. If you have to pay two workers, you have to pay the ani before you pay the usher. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, hahumi lo tashuk sacher ani ve'evyo nafka. You know from the other pasuk, ani comes before. Tanakama chala hakdim ani la ashir v'chala hakdim ani la evyon. Tanakama says no. You have to be an ani before an ashir and an ani before an evyon. An evyon is even more poor than an ani. But you have to pay the ani first. Why? V'tzricha. The Gemara explains. The yeshmin an evyon. If you only have the pasuk that says you have to pay the ani before the evyon, mishum de lo kasev l'misbe'e. An evyon is so poor he's not going to be embarrassed to come be tovea you. So don't worry. He's going to get his money. He's going to be tovea you. Aval ashir the kasev l'misbe'e malo. But an ashir who's embarrassed, maybe he would say that the ashir goes before the ani. The yeshmin an ashir. And if you say no, the ani goes before the ashir, mishum de lo sarachlei. Maybe there we would allow because the ashir doesn't need it as much. The evyon of course needs it. Aval evyon the tzarech le'emalo srichas. That's why there's a reason for the ani to pay the ani before the ashir because the ashir doesn't need it as much, and to pay him before the evyon because the evyon is going to come iman of shach and ask for his money. An ani is somewhat more embarrassed. What if you have an evyon and an ashir? The Rishash says the evyon goes first. Vaiter v'tana didan manavshach iyalav. What about our Mishnah? Iyalav schar sacher if he looked at Toshav Nami. Iyalo yalav schar sacher if he looked at Nami Nale. If he goes like Zera Shavi, he should go full. If not, not. How do you could have the split between Kalim and Behema and Gertoshav? So Mar says the Olam lo yalav schar sacher. He does not have the Zera Shavi. He didn't get the Mesorah from his Rebbeim. V'shani hasam to Amar Kra v'lo salim pula sacher etchad boker kol she pula so etchad. So Drasha, anybody who works with you. Anything, even Behemoth of Kalim. Yach, if you look Gertoshav Nami, so you should say it applies even to Gertoshav, he's with you. Amakar Reacha, Reacha below Gertoshav. Reacha excludes Gertoshav. Yach, if you look Behemoth of Kalim Nami, Yach, Sivitcha. So what do you mean? One's including, one excluding. Mari Yisrael Rabos Behemoth of Kalim, Lahosi Gertoshav. Why do you include Behemoth of Kalim and exclude Gertoshav? If you have one including Pasuk and one excluding Pasuk. So Mistavra, Behemoth of Kalim, Havi Leila Rabos, Shkin Yeshon Bechal Mamon Reacha. Mistam of Behemoth of Kalim are included because they're included in Reacha. Gertoshav Einon Bechal Mamon Reacha. Gertoshav is not included in Reacha. But Tanakama, one more. Oh, interesting. First, the Chavetz Chaim discusses also in Avos Chesed, what if you have two people to pay? One is today's worker and one is yesterday's worker. Is it better to pay the one that you're already laid in or not? Or today's? So it's similar to the discussion of Mila Bismano, Mila Shalom Bismano. So the Chavetz Chaim says that it's better to pay the one from today because you still are within the world of the Issa D'Oraisa for the one for today. preventing this daraisa. But Tanakama, let's just finish this piece. What does Tanakama do with Reacha? Look at the Tanya Reacha, because he includes Kertoshev. So what does he do with Reacha? He has to lose non-Jews. Amaleki. Amaleki here just means any umosa olam. Amaleki miachecha nafka. You ready to learn it from miachecha? So the Gemara says chal mishra osho, but chal mishra gozlo. One allows you to not pay him, and one allows you to steal from him. Vitzrichi, and you need it. Maybe you could steal from him because he didn't work for that. Maybe he yarshined it. Maybe he got something. He found something. Bay aval oshka the tarka bay. But his work, his wages, he worked for it. Amalo, maybe you have to pay him. Vishbina oshka mishum delosa liyadi. And oshek, why are you allowed to keep him? Maybe because he never got it. So maybe it's more kal. Aval gzelo das liyadi amalo tzricha. But gzela, which he already has, maybe you can't steal from him. Tzricha, you need it. Period. So this is the sugi of gzelas akum, which was on the Shabbos at the end of Baba Kama, but we paskin, this Tanakh holds its mutter, but we paskin is us. So if you look in the Rama, I'm looking in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, Gzeilas Akum, Gnevas Akum is Aser, Da'oraisa. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem will continue on Sunday.